And information, starving for wisdom. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I was recently asked, what is the mission statement for your show? How do you describe the Kate Daly Show? It honestly took me a minute before I could even come up with an answer, because this show is not like any other conservative talk show out there. This show is so different, but it has to be. It's not about propping up one party and blaming the other on a daily basis. It's about getting to the truth, the uncomfortable truth. I'm on this journey to cut through the propaganda that we've been fed and to uncover the truth about our world and our government and what's been going on. Is this show controversial? Yes. You will not leave this show every day without having learned something important or even valuable about how we view the world. We have to say what isn't being said out loud. And in order to do that, we have to check our fear and our political correctness at the door. We get to have over 400 guests a year that visit the show. I have 9 incredible co-hosts that come and join me on a daily basis with a different point of view every single day. We have to get our country back. We have to. We are running out of time. Let's do this. Hi there. Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. And I'm so grateful to have you listening. And of course, we've got some guests standing by. You might have heard them over the theme. And let me tell you, we've got a couple of great guests. And I'm so glad that you're joining us today. In fact, so much to talk about in this hour that is absolutely not COVID related. After 3 months, 3.5 months of COVID, well, it gets a little old, and so I'm really glad that we can actually kind of have a stay a little bit for this hour. And so I appreciate you listening in. Hello, Chicago, and I hear your governor's getting a little more lenient when challenged by your state Supreme Court. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate you, Missouri, and all the places that we're in today, and Utah, all over the globe. Welcome to the show, and make sure you go to katedalyradio.com. I'll be putting up two different sources for podcasting this weekend for the podcast. So you'll have two different places that you can get those podcasts. We just hit over 1 million podcast listens, and I'm so grateful to you for sharing the show with those that you know and those that you don't know. And please, by all means, keep sharing. Our guest today, this is going to be a very, very interesting hour, and I really hope we all pay attention to this, because everything, you know, it all affects us, and we're going to be talking about Assyrian Christians, we're going to be talking a little bit about Iraq, we're going to be talking about all kinds of things, and I've got a fantastic guest, and Naharin and Waya, see, she's going to laugh at me saying this, because I am the name murderer. I'm officially we must have name whisperers out there. I'm the exact opposite. And so I'm consistently ruining people's names, and it's kind of become a joke on the show. And I'm so apologetic. You know, I had you on several times. And by the way, what a fantastic guest you've always been in enlightening us on what's going on as you grew up in the Middle East and had so many different accounts of what was going on, even during the Iraq war and all of those different times. And it was so refreshing to hear what was going on from your standpoint. And I really appreciate you coming on the show. You're an activist. You speak out consistently. You're constantly on TV. You're constantly on interviews that I hear, and an award-winning Assyrian American human rights activist, writer, speaker, the whole nine yards. Naharin and Waya, I appreciate you coming on. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having me. I really appreciate you, and you've been a huge advocate for us as well.
Well, I'm happy to do this. We need a lot more truth and a lot less just politically driven party line, you know, information on talk radio. We really need to learn what's going on, and that's from boots on the ground. That's from people that are there and have been raised there and understand the true problems systemically about what's going on. I also have Ron Susick on the show. Now, did I get your name right, Ron?
You hit the nail right on the head.
Yay! It's rare. And so I wanted to welcome you. And of course, in your own right, my gosh, you've written a book on this very subject. You have been outspoken. You've been an author for quite a long time and also an activist. And I really appreciate you, Dr. Ron Susick. And the Assyrian Prophecy, It's an amazing thing to talk about. And I really do hope that if you're in the car, you just park the car for just a little while and listen up. We're going to learn something today from these two great guests, and I'm really happy to have you. Let's start out with Naharin. Let's talk a little bit about this issue that, I mean, my gosh, you've been on every popular show known to man, and I really appreciate you constantly speaking out. And you'll even quote the Bible on national TV, and I love that about you. Can I just say? It's refreshing.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate that. So we left off the last few times on basically the conditions of Iraq and the Assyrian Christians, of what happened there after ISIS invaded. And it was so critical to destroy ISIS and remove them completely. Mm-hmm. And now what's even more important is the reconstruction of homeland, mm-hmm. because today the Assyrian Christians are in the worst, most critical condition, even worse than when ISIS was there, because right now what is happening is we are losing all of our population.
Wow.
They are quickly, not slowly, but quickly decreasing. Today, Kate, we have less than 200,000. They're mm-hmm. estimating about 175,000 Assyrian Christians left in Iraq.
Jeez.
At one point, we were almost 20 million. So we're
wow.
even being labeled as a minority when we are the indigenous people of Iraq. We are the original people of Assyria. And so when ISIS was removed and, you know, the Kurds withdrew their forces, mm-hmm. their Kurdish forces, they were assigned to protect us. The Iraqis mm-hmm. took off their uniforms and left because they had no idea what they were coming against. Nobody truly knew the dangers of ISIS. They thought they were initially invading with hundreds of thousands of terrorists,
mm-hmm.
when initially there were only 1,000. In northern Iraq, the Kurdish area, they have 150,000 Peshmerga Kurdish soldiers who withdrew. And keep in mind, they had disarmed us 2 weeks before ISIS invaded. And
wow.
same thing, the Yazidis and the Assyrians were both disarmed. This is how the Assyrian Christians and the Yazidis were completely rampaged by ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, many of them were killed. The ones who weren't killed started running on foot. They went to Syria, Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon. Lebanon has a huge number of Assyrians as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with that is now they're dispersed. The
mm-hmm.
ones that were dispersed, the ones that were killed and buried in mass graves. And now we're left with this land they are labeling as disputed land, but it's not disputed because those are homelands of the Assyrians. Truly, Kate, it's not even the Nineveh that is only the homelands of the Assyrians. It is going all the way up northern Iraq and
mm-hmm.
parts of Syria, parts of Iran, parts of Turkey, and all of Iraq. This is Assyria that we never sold. We never gave it up. They
wow.
killed us. They were murdering us. And this is the only way they were able to take over our homelands, because the majority of Assyrians are Christians
mm-hmm.
and they took advantage of our kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happened. So now the critical part is, where do we go from here?
Right.
Our initial proposal was, we need our borders. We need our own state with
mm-hmm.
our own self-government, our own military, because we cannot trust the Kurds, and we have lost all faith in the Iraqi Arabs to protect us,
mm-hmm.
because at the end of the day, we are Christians. We're looked at as a second citizen,
mm-hmm.
you know, as we're labeled only as a minority. We're not even respected as the indigenous people of those lands.
Jeez.
And so there are a total of estimated 4 million Assyrians
mm-hmm.
scattered throughout the world. There are more Assyrians in the diaspora than in our homelands. And we don't believe in migrating. We want to stay on our homeland.
Right.
But they almost make it impossible for us.
Well, sure. I mean, where do you go? There's nowhere to go. I mean,
absolutely. And we'd love to come back. You know, I talk to our people, you know, on daily basis,
mm-hmm.
and the majority of them
mm-hmm.
want to go back home. It breaks their heart. My mother, till this day, cries. My family members, they cry. They reminisce about the days in
right.
Assyria and how, you know, they used to sit with their friends and relatives. We have relatives and family all over the world. We can barely see each other because I have family in Sweden, in London, in Australia, and, you know, in the United States, in Canada, in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. We're all over the world. We're scattered in all four corners of the world, and it breaks our heart because we never gave up our homelands. We are the only people in the world who are still suffering a genocide. The Jewish Holocaust ended. The Armenian genocide ended.
Right.
The Rwanda genocide ended. The only one that continues for over 100 years
Jeez.
Is the Assyrian genocide. And it is a genocide, Kate, that you will barely hear about
right.
on the media, you know, on TV, on radio, mm-hmm. even amongst human rights activists. They barely even speak about the Assyrian genocide. But yet we are so well respected in museums. And I tell the historians, why do you care so much about our artifacts when the people who invented these artifacts are dying and being slaughtered
sure.
in the Middle East? And it is a silent genocide that I'm sure international leadership know about,
mm-hmm.
but they always look to their political agendas, and they're blind to what's actually happening to these people who could be an incredible ally
mm-hmm.
to the United States, to Israel, to many nations who believe in democracy. Why empower people who could be our future problem when you have the best people you can empower to make the best possible civil state that believes in true democracy,
mm-hmm.
that the United States can even build a U.S. base there? You know, they could. It could be the secret
mm-hmm.
to rebuilding peace, truly real peace in the
right.
Middle East.
Wow. Wow. All right. We have about a minute. And then we'll talk with Ron after the break as well. And I what role, see, when I'm thinking about this as a whole, I think drugs and arms have taken the first and second seat in consideration regarding the nations, and people and Christians are way down on the list. And this is a pretty systemic problem. It's been going on a very, very long time. What can be the answer? What could help the most in this? What role, if any, should the U.S. be playing in this? Because I'm one that says get out so that other people can do what they do in other countries. And that's my philosophy. But I want to hear from both of you when we come back. What can the U.S. do or not do, or maybe do and get out? What would be the answer? And what do you need from the surrounding nations? What would work the best? We're going to come back and talk about the Assyrian Christians. It's such an important topic, and I really do hope that all of us are engaged in this, because what happens to Assyrian Christians happens to Christianity as well. This is a big, big point, and we'll be right back. Two fantastic guests. Hang out with us. Park the car. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Glad to have you listening, and from all over the globe. Appreciate you. And share the show. KateDalyRadio.com is the homepage. KateDalyRadio.com. You can get the podcast there. And of course, a lot of information on the hosts and, well, just a lot of stuff on that homepage. So you can go there and get what you need to about sponsors and so forth on the show as well. I have two great guests in this hour joining me, and I'm very happy. And that they were willing to come on and wanting to really discuss this, because this is an issue that gets pushed by the wayside. In the next hour, I'm going to be discussing the George Lloyd case. In this hour, we're talking about the Middle East. And you know what? We just went through about 6 months of not talking about the Middle East. We went from impeachment to COVID, and that overtook the headlines. And it's kind of strange because, my gosh, for years and years and years, I mean, we've always duly covered Middle East as on the show, no matter what's going on over here. But it seemed to those things dominated the headlines. And so we still have so many issues and problems going on over there right now that need to be addressed. I have Naharan Nwaya, and I have Dr. Ron Susick. And so I wanted to ask you, you know, the answer. I mean, what do you feel like needs to happen, needs to get done, Naharan, to start to correct this atrocity that we have going on to Assyrian Christians? What needs to happen over there?
I believe, Very good question, Kate. The only solution, and this is after years and years of even going back to my great-grandfathers of research and experience and everything that we have been through, the only solution is for a state of Assyria. And we were taken out, you know, in the World War One, World War Two, and we have been promised numerous times that the state would be implemented, but then right before it would happen, we were betrayed because of political agendas and schemes. Mm-hmm. And the only solution is for the state, because the problem that is happening is ethnic and religious cleansing. When Assyrian Christians, whether they label themselves as, you know, Roman Catholic Chaldeans or Syriac Orthodox, they're all Assyrian Christians.
Okay.
And when they're taken and thrown amongst Kurds or Arabs, what is happening that is very, very silent, and they're doing it very privately for the last 100 years, is a process called Kurdification, which in the north, they're trying to Kurdify everyone, basically making them Kurdish Christians instead of Assyrian Christians. And then in the southern part is Arabization, so they're trying to make us Arabs. So they're trying to delete our identity. And if we have our own state with our own parliament or government and our own military, they don't even have to fight us. We can do it ourselves. We just need help to put it in place, to implement this state. And I know President Trump is for it and supports the idea, but it's just, you know, there's a lot of distraction right now as far as the COVID situation, the constant attacks against the president. And, you know, I know that it's somewhere on his agenda, to, because he was fully in support of a safe haven for the Christians in Iraq. And really, we need a little more than a safe haven, because they're going to completely rampage through us again. We have to have our own state, just like the state of Israel, the state of Armenia. We have to have an Assyrian state, a state of Assyria.
Okay. And two questions. Has our Trump administration made any strides for you in the last couple of years on any moves that they've made in the Middle East? Has that helped you in any way? And then also, who's your ally? And then I want to ask Ron the same question. You know, who's the ally for you over there, or is there
one? Our only true ally is the United States.
Okay.
But I believe that the United States, I'm not sure why they have put us in the back burner. And I would say to President Trump, you know, he can put this down in history as forming the state of Assyria, which will benefit the entire world, not just the Middle East. And, you know, it's his strides in the last few years, I mean, taking out ISIS completely. I mean, they have came back in small pockets, but they're irrelevant. And, you know, that was a big deal that our previous administration really took a very long time to even acknowledge that there was a terrorist organization in Iraq. So when President Trump came in, they just went poof, and he got rid of most of the ISIS terrorists, which was incredible, in a matter of less than 6 months. And when it took someone else, you know, 2 years to even acknowledge they were there. I would definitely say, you know, a state. State is the only solution.
Thank you so much. And Dr. Susick, Ron, you know, thoughts on what we've just been discussing. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, Erin has done a fabulous job. She couldn't have said it better. I'm proud of her and so glad to know her. And the book that I've written, entitled The Assyrian Prophecy, I hope that every single one of your listeners will get a copy on theassyrianprophecy.org. That's all they need, theassyrianprophecy.org. And because the work that I feel called to is to bring a global awareness of these people, to give them a face to be seen, a voice to be heard, and a name to be honored. Because here's the critical thing. This is the critical thing. I know that many of your listeners right now, having heard all of the great truth, I mean, Naren has really, really nailed the truth and the storyline. But many are saying, look, we have our own problems over here. We got to make sure we have a McDonald's on the corner. That's way over there. We've already lost $8 trillion in a lot of American blood. We're out of there. It's over. No, listen carefully. God is the king of the nations. And he loves every single nation. And he is committed in his everlasting love to every nation, but every nation must play the role on his terms, not ours. And we have to recognize that the Assyrians are the people of Isaiah's prophecy. People will say, well, they're a minority. I was enraged when I was watching the news back in 2014, and the news never said the Assyrians were attacked. The news said so many minorities were killed.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, minority is a faceless, nameless, useless throwaway. Who cares? We're important. We're Americans.
Right.
We're known around the world, and minorities don't matter. So let them get killed. That's okay. Listen carefully. This is so critical. Don't mess with God. These are his people for a certain purpose, and that needs to be honored. That's my my number one great concern, and pulse. My heart beats on that because I've learned you just do not mess with God in what he's doing.
Sure.
And so if the Assyrians only need one thing from America, and by the way, if they get this from America, this will give us some sense of vindication for the loss to the taxpayers of $8 trillion and the loss of sacred families in America of their sons and daughters.
Okay.
There is some value to be redeemed here. All Assyria needs, Kate, it's only one word, protection.
Right.
That's it. All they need is security, and they're telling me, I'm not an Assyrian. I wish I were. I'm so impressed with these people. But they are telling me, we'll build the nation. And they will build that nation. And here's the beauty. What is the value? The value is it vindicates our time in the Middle East. There was a purpose for that. It was not all waste if we bring this positive out of it. Secondly, it will present to America, and 500 miles from Jerusalem, it will present to America, Jerusalem, one of the most powerful and wonderful allies with the same Judeo-Christian foundation and understanding. And here is a key. A lot of people are not aware that a man named Cyrus, a Persian king over 2,000 years ago, inherited many, many Jewish slaves when the Babylonian Empire collapsed. Now, I don't want to go into the weeds and people say, well, boy, that's too much. No, it's easy to understand. The Persians inherited these slaves. And Cyrus reminds me so much of a President Trump because he didn't care what anyone thought. He was going to do what was right. And he wrote his philosophy on a cylinder. And in the clay cylinder, and in that philosophy, he was saying that we have no right, no one has a right to keep slaves. You send them home. And that cylinder exists to this day, Kate. It toured America a few years ago. And what most do not realize is that the information on that clay cylinder was studied by Thomas Jefferson when he was writing our Constitution. And Thomas Jefferson wrote into the Constitution, we do not go to a nation to conquer. We only go to liberate and then go home. Wonderful. Now, do we want to bring peace to the Middle East after all of the loss that we faced? Yes. How do we do it? Simply give the security needed for the Assyrians to rebuild their country. And Kate, listen, these are people of God. They suffered brutally for 2,000 years, and particularly 1,400 years, and most horribly for the last 100 years, massacred until two-thirds of their nation was wiped out. Yet they continue to obey Christ, follow Christ, and be people of peace and forgiveness. That's what we need in the Middle East, and that's what we need around the world. And the best way to begin it is to simply give them the security they need until the time comes that they have built their nation. And do I have time to just go a few more seconds?
Sure, you bet. Go for it.
Kate, think about this. These are mastermind people. They created the cradles of civilization. Most of the things we're doing in science today are rooted in their discoveries. And these people were the bright light during what we called the Dark Ages. They were taking philosophy and medicine and the gospel all the way from Mesopotamia to China to India. These are people of God, and they are following Christ despite the fact that so many have been martyred in his name. They have not turned from him, and they have not turned from seeking to be like him. Yeah. And
No, I just said the very, very brave and courageous. I mean,
they are that. Mm-hmm. And you plant them in the Middle East, and you're going to have one of the greatest hospitals serving Islam as well as Christianity. Mm-hmm. You're going to have one of the greatest universities of truth built on absolutism and not the stuff that we're messing with in America. I'm telling you right now, this will be the greatest building block globally you can imagine. And 500 miles away, another one in Israel.
Wow. Wow. Powerful words.
And Kate, can I just add one thing to that too?
Sure.
Because right now, many nations, especially Assyrians, we have 75,000 in Australia and just Sydney. And then, we have over 100,000 in Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. And they're all trying the same thing with their governments. But I would love for President Trump and the United States government to tackle this and implement the state of Assyria, because this will ensure a forever friendship. We shall never forget that friendship. Right. And we would love and prefer, especially the Assyrians, we have, 300,000 in Michigan, about 250,000 in Illinois. Right. You know, just that alone, the Assyrians in the United States would love for the U.S. to take on.
We're gonna come right back. We're gonna come right back on that note. We're gonna come right back right where we just left off on the Kate Daly Show. Stay with us.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. I'm talking about a different subject in this hour, and in the next hour, I'll cover the George Lloyd case, some of the inconsistencies. We'll talk about so many things in the next hour on that. But I welcome you, and I have two wonderful guests. I'm so excited to have them on the show. And also, make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is just an amazing supplement and can help you with your immunity. In fact, it's 31 fruits and vegetables that are dehydrated down. They take the air and water out, and you're getting all that nutrition of vine-ripened vegetables. No chemicals or anything, just that nutrition every single day. And I'll tell you what, you need to be taking a supplement if you're not. Our food supply is not doing it. I've done too many shows on our food supply to believe that we're getting enough nutrients from our food supply for sure. So our bodies are crying out for some nutrition. Make sure they get Balance of Nature. You can put the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. Do it. Do it. I take it. I love it. I have got Naharan and Waya. She is an activist. You've probably seen her on Hannity or all kinds of different shows, and she's amazing and has just an amazing, outspoken woman. I love you. You're just fantastic. And also Dr. Ron Susick in the book is The Assyrian Prophecy. And you can go to theassyrianproject.org, the Assyrian, the Assyrian Project, three words, and then .org. And check that out, because these two are on a mission to make sure we realize how important it is, how just, I can't even stress this enough. I can't think of enough adjectives right now to stress how important it is that we support the Assyrian Christians in the Middle East and support them there. And so let's carry on. I know, Nahiran, I know you were just talking about, and I felt so bad we had to go to a break, but you were just talking about the importance of this. And please, I mean, carry on. You have such a great message, you and Dr. Susick.
Thank you so much, Kay. And we truly wish and pray for this alliance between the state of Assyria and the U.S. There's no other nation I would want this friendship to be. Mm-hmm. And what better nation to have it than the United States of America? You know, these biblical ancient people to be so dear and so close that it will be in concrete permanently together as friends forever. We just need anyone listening in any high important position, a policymaker, decision makers, to please help us make this happen. Okay. Push for this state of Assyria to protect these people in the Middle East, because all of these other solutions are not working, and they are not working if you look at our population. Our population is a testimony. Do not believe any of those people in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. They're either speaking out of fear, or the governments there are corrupt and they're concealing this genocide. But the only solution to the protection of Assyrian Christians is the state of Assyria with a self-government and its own military.
Who in the Middle East is most against what you guys are standing for?
To be honest, and I know that some U.S. policymakers don't want to hear this, but it's the Kurds. It's the same people.
Right.
Since President Bush, we have been funding them and arming them and helping them because Saddam Hussein gassed them. But then they turned around and started harming the Assyrian Christians and performing genocide against them. They haven't really stopped in the last 100 years, except today it's a more concealed type of genocide where they don't like you to identify yourself as Assyrian. Mm-hmm. They are taking our homeland. They are renaming our cities and our towns. They disarmed us before ISIS invaded. They withdrew their forces when ISIS invaded. Mm-hmm. So they are strategically doing all this to take over more land, to make it part of their Kurdistan region, which is really Assyria. That is an Assyrian homeland that they have slowly been taken city by city. And it is the worst type of ethnic and religious cleansing at its finest are these same people that we have devoted so much to help them because they were persecuted by Saddam Hussein. But then they didn't do too far from what he did and turned around and persecuted the same people who allowed him into Iraq from the north. And that was the Assyrians who allowed the Kurds to come in from 100 years ago.
Wow. Dr. Susick, Ron, do you want to comment on any of this?
Well, Kate, my mind was, as she was talking, my mind was coming into another area. And that is that, and I hope that this really hits the heartstrings of people. What we are not aware of is that we do not know how many Assyrian young ladies have been abducted, raped, and sold into sex slavery. But we do know that the number is extremely high. And once there is a safe place in the Middle East and word spreads that there's a safe place to go, while we are aware of maybe 3.5 million Assyrians today scattered around the world, once that safe place is there and they are free to throw off the robes of bondage and escape, they could be a nation of 10 to 30 million almost overnight. We don't know what is going to open, but we know it's going to be a floodgate. And so a government giving them the security, that's all they need is security. They're not asking us to do a thing for them. In fact, they, according to the prophecy, Assyria, Israel, and Egypt are going to be worshiping God together. Now, what does that mean? You can worship together when you are of one mind and one heart and one theology. So there's going to be a tremendous thing take place, an awakening and revival. And they will be a blessing to the entire world. So to help these people return home. You're setting the stage for the coming of the Messiah, because he is the one who's going to orchestrate those three nations. But you're also preparing the way for God himself to bless the world through those three nations. This is critical to any Christian who believes the Bible. This is not a mysterious prophecy. A child can read it and understand it. It's very clear. And my friends, my theological friends have asked me over and over again, how did we miss this? No one is talking about
it.
And I have to say that I believe that God shielded it for the right time. And my personal conviction, having spent hundreds, maybe thousands of hours digging into this, I'm personally convinced that the time has come, that God is going to raise up that Cyrus, that nation that will surround and protect them. And I believe that we are witnessing right now one of the greatest prophetic moves of God since Israel became a nation in 1948. If ever it's a time for Christians and every American to come to the edge of their seat and say, all right, if this is this real, let's see it, let's watch it, let's help it. I think the time is right now.
Wow. Wow. Powerful words. And you know, and I think really and truly, when people are over here in America, we have a really hard time understanding the Middle East, understanding where things are in the Middle East in general. And we have sort of an ignorance. We seem to believe the media whenever the media is saying anything when it comes to foreign policy, because we're not over there. And there's such a long history, obviously, that many of us don't understand. And so that adds to our sort of like just being, you know, we look for answers. And then when the media gives them, we seem to believe them. And so has there been any help given to you by Egypt or Israel over there? What is the situation with Turkey right now? What is the situation with Iraq right now? And
probably Nerin could respond to that better than I at this point.
Okay.
Sure. So the situation in Turkey, actually, Kate, I just got in contact with an Assyrian who's living in Turkey, and they're stating that there are at least 100 families that are Assyrian that were forcibly converted to Islam. And so the situation in Turkey is, as long as, and in Iran, as long as they don't make a loud sound that they're an Assyrian Christian, then they're okay. You know, they're very camouflaged. And with Israel, we are waiting for Israel to reach out its hand and start helping the Assyrians, because they are actually currently helping the Kurds only. There are a few Israeli organizations, humanitarian organizations, that helped with the Nineveh project.
Okay.
But as far as humanitarian help, there's only so much you can do with humanitarian help.
Sure.
A bigger help is helping us to reestablish our borders, because humanitarian help can go on forever. It's kind of like giving someone handouts.
Right.
We don't need continued handouts. We don't need to migrate and be a burden on other nations.
Sure.
We just want to be home. We want to migrate back home.
Where does Iran and Saudi Arabia fall on this issue?
Iran and Saudi Arabia are enemies amongst each other, since one is primarily Shia and the other one is Sunni. But they do create a lot of issues as far as Saudi Arabia funding ISIS and the, you know, Iran funding the Shia militants in Iraq. So we're caught in the middle. So they're at a war between each other, and then the Assyrians are always caught in between these two nations that sometimes use Iraq as their battlefield.
It would be very, very hard. Very, very tough.
Yes, it's very hard, Kate. And there's only so much we can take. We have suffered over 100 genocides. And I don't know of any other nation that has suffered over 100 genocides. Both of my great-grandfathers were crucified. And, you know, I've always, my goal, my wish, my prayer, and the wish and prayer of every Christian Assyrian in the Middle East is, we need our home. It's a sleeping beauty. And I promise all the nations of the world, they will not regret this.
Right.
We will bring peace in the Middle East, because we cradle civilization, as Dr. Susak mentioned. We were the cradlers of civilization, you know, the right. advancements and the invention of almost the beginning of all technology. And we can do that again if they just give us an opportunity and believe in us. You know, mm-hmm. the only reason why we lost power is because we were outnumbered with the genocide.
Sure.
But as long as there are peace soldiers that mm-hmm. monitor, you know, and attack again by all the surrounding nations, mm-hmm. as long as we're given an opportunity, at least, 50 years to get back on our feet, and we will be a fully operating nation.
Wow. Dr. Ron Susek, the book, Assyrian Prophecy, you can go to theassyrianproject.org. Thoughts on what Nahron just said?
Well, we are living in a day when, sadly, as you have well said, if the news media stops talking about a thing, we think it's over.
Yep.
And if the news media gives a slant that is not even accurate, mm-hmm. we think it's accurate.
Yes.
And I can understand that. How many people can take a big chunk of their life and dive into a research as I did?
Right.
It demands a great deal. So that's why the book is here. They can read it and absorb it. I'm hoping that people will get multiple copies, mm-hmm. pass it on to friends, study it together in home sessions, because we need to have a deep awareness and understanding if we are going to expect people to support.
Yes.
Yes, let's give security while they become a nation. But what I can't emphasize strongly enough is what has already been said, and that is that when they become a nation, and they are going to become a nation because it is prophesied of God, and whatever comes out of the mouth of God will never return void. And it's a prophecy that God gave to Isaiah. Isaiah did not invent the prophecy. Mm-hmm. And in fact, if I could deepen this a little more mm-hmm. to show you how serious this is, mm-hmm. Isaiah, when he first became a prophet, he saw God in the temple, and the moment he had God's attention, mm-hmm. he said, I'm a man of unclean lips. Well, what did he mean by that?
Yeah.
Well, we have to remember the Jews hated the Assyrians. The mm-hmm. Assyrians were not favorable to the Jews. They were mm-hmm. warring. And so for Isaiah to become a prophet of God, mm-hmm. he had to have his lips cleansed. What does that mean? Not that he swore at his wife or kicked his dog. Mm-hmm. I think it means that he bore a lot of animosity towards people God was going to tell him to prophesy right. favor to. So when he said Assyria, and he begins with Assyria, mm-hmm. Israel, and Egypt, these three, two-thirds right. Gentile, one-third Jew, mm-hmm. that you can rest assured his life was on the line.
Right.
Because he is speaking God's truth, not what his people wanted to hear.
Wow.
That's what we're doing today on your wonderful radio show. We're speaking truth. Mm-hmm. God spoke the prophecy. And remember what happened to Pharaoh in Egypt when he stubbornly would not listen
yes.
and obey God.
Absolutely. Go ahead. We're out of time, but go ahead. You have a few seconds. Go ahead.
Just a closing thought.
Uh-huh.
That's not locked into history. God is still alive, and he's the king of the nations today. We better obey him.
Well. Amen to that. Absolutely. I love my two guests, and Nahron and Waya, and of course, Dr. Ron Susek, and of course, the website, theassyrianproject.org. Thank you both for coming on. Really appreciate you.
Thank you.
You betcha. Great. It was so refreshing to talk about this, and it needs to be talked about. Absolutely, 100%. KateDallyRadio.com for the podcast. I'll be right back.